Professor Anthony Payne from the University of Bristol. We're now joined in the studio by Philip Broadwith from Chemistry World magazine. What have you got for us this week?
Well, I've got some green flares that are good for the environment, and we're not talking flared trousers, and actually we might not even be green coloured. We're talking about environmentally green. These are flares that are used by the military to make lights, often green and red and various different colours. One of the consequences on using those in lots of training exercises that you might not consider is the environmental pollution from all of the chemicals inside them. And a particular problem is perchlorate, which is a chlorine atom with lots of oxygen on it, and that's used to provide oxygen for burning the salts in the flares that make the colours. The problem with perchlorate is that it's toxic, and there are now very strict regulations about the levels of perchlorate that are allowed in water, so people are looking for alternatives. And what Jesse Sabatini from the US Army's Picatinny Arsenal has done is find a new molecule that could be used to replace the perchlorate.
So what does this perchlorate do to people if it gets into the groundwater?
Perchlorate's very oxidising, which makes it very toxic. The fact that it's oxidising, that's the role that it's doing in the salt. So what you need to find, ideally, is something to replace that. And what Jesse Sabatini's done is not replace it with something that's quite so oxidising, but replace it with something that has a big kick of energy as it decomposes. And that's a 5-aminotetrazole, which has a lot of nitrogen atoms in. No oxygen, but a lot of nitrogen. And as that decomposes, it releases nitrogen gas, which releases lots of energy. And that's what drives the reaction. And if you combine that with then some strontium or barium salts, you can make red or green flares.
How big a problem is this? I don't know how many flares the military use, but in my head, it's not that many. Can we see the effects of these flares going into the groundwater at the moment?
The biggest problem is on the training grounds. You know, they're not used in vast numbers on the battlefield. But if you're, you know, you have to train every soldier, they have to do lots of exercises, and all of those exercises are done in exactly the same place, on the same training grounds. So you end up with a much bigger build-up of perchlorate. And some of these training grounds have actually had to be closed for clean-up because the levels of perchlorate are higher than that's what's allowed by the government.
You're talking about perchlorates being used in military flares. Are these type of chemicals used in fireworks as well?
Well, yes, fireworks, you still need an oxidising compound. So if you replaced perchlorates or other oxidisers in fireworks with these tetrazoles, you might find that there's an unexpected side effect in that because they produce nitrogen when they decompose rather than smoke, then you might be able to get much clearer fireworks displays as well.
So great for the environment and great for bonfire night as well. Perfect. Dominic, what have you brought for us this week?